Matt, well, in a long list of trophies and awards that you've earned here, another big night for you, most notably MVP. Just what does it mean to be voted not only by, you know, the players, but the fans and the coaches as, you know, the most valuable player from this season?
Yeah, it's a good feeling. I mean, the teammates are pretty excited for me. Honestly, it's not too big of a deal personally, but it is a good feeling and it feels good today, but... I mean, we've had a lot of really good players on the team this year, and coaching staff's done a great job. And for the fans to recognize me as well, it feels good.
And also the 20-year-olds as well being recognized, Cade, Chaz, and Tyler. Very lengthy speeches, to say the least, but just in terms of that, so many memories here. Just what's it been like being with those guys in the locker room day-to-day for the last 3 years?
Yeah, it's been awesome. Tyler and Chaz I've been with for 3 years. They've been great friends, great teammates. And Cade, I know he's came here, and he's been incredible since he's been here. Yeah, the speeches might have gone on long, but they did an incredible job. I mean, I think they have so much to share, so much to talk about. And it's a big deal. It's important. And you've dedicated a lot of your life to your time here. So, I mean, I think the three of them did a really, really good job.
And lastly, what we were talking about before is just, you know, it feels like the end of the year, but really, I mean, things are just starting for you guys. Just talk about, you know, now, you know, talking about all the memories, but, you know, it gears right back up here Friday night.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of a weird situation when we're talking about kind of the year coming to a close, but it's really just starting. So, I mean, maybe we can get the distractions out of the way now, and now we can just dial in on playoffs. So, it's always a really good event the Royals put on. They do an incredible job with the entire production of the night, and it's good, and we're ready to go Friday.
So, Cam Hope talked about the tumultuous season that you've had and so many changes, positive of course, but with change doesn't, you know, comes need to adapt. And talk about how your team has really adapted and prepared for this moment for the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we made a lot of change, so it was kind of hard to find steady ground, I guess, down the stretch with injuries and guys coming in and coming out, but I think we've played pretty well lately. I mean, we're kind of finding our style and how we need to play, and I think we realize that, and everyone's on the same page now realizing how we need to play to be successful.
So talk about what that will be for being successful for the playoffs.
Yeah, it's playing fast. I think we have a skilled team, we have a fast team. It's being aggressive, taking away other team's time, getting the puck back and going to play an offense. So I think we can do a really good job of pressuring other teams, getting the puck back right away, and when we have the puck, playing fast, making them try to catch us.
So it could be what was your final regular season in the WHL. If you had to give that story of the whole season a title, what would it be for you?
Oh, my goodness. That's a hard question.
I love giving hard questions.
Maybe the hardest question you've ever asked me. Oh, wow. I guess I just say memorable. It's been extremely memorable. I mean, I've been here for a long time, and being an older guy, being a captain, a leader here, now, it's kind of a weird feeling, but it's something I take a lot of pride in. And I think I've came to the rink and worked hard every day. And I have my best friends here. And I've made really good friends with everyone. And the organization's so great. So it's been an incredible year. I've had a ton of fun every single day. And we're looking to keep going.
So lastly, on being memorable, the memories of some of the past playoffs, how does that weigh into moving forward and sharing with your teammates as the captain?
Yeah, it's not easy. Obviously, we've had two really tough ways to go out this last couple seasons. But, I mean, you can learn from that. You can grow from that. There's guys, a couple guys now that have been through both those situations, the Kelowna and the Everett series. So I think it maybe motivates us a bit more. We've kind of got the short end in past years, but I think this year we're really motivated. We have guys from around the league who they know they're here to win. They've got brought in to win in the playoffs, so I think we're motivated and we're looking forward to it.
All right, all the best. Thank you.